Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service. First, a quick reminder about our leadership ministry classes, which meet every Sunday from 8:45 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. Come out and learn more about your calling. This morning's service topic is walking in the fruit of the Spirit. The main scriptures for the text are 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 4, Galatians chapter 5, verse 23, St. John chapter 1, verse 1, St. John chapter 15, verse 4, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The focus of this message is, 1, we do not use the weapons of this world to fight. Our weapons are the Word of God, prayer, and confession. The Word of God will pull down any stronghold. 2, the fruit of the Spirit is the personality of God. When we walk in the fruit of the Spirit, we are always victorious. And 3, when we walk in God's Word, remaining in Christ Jesus, we will bring forth much fruit. Now let us join our service, which is already in progress. It is titled Walking in the Fruit of the Spirit.
About this, but we haven't. Let's just read our topic.
Walking in the fruit of the Spirit.
Subtopic.
Learning the personality and characteristic of the Spirit.
Walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Subtopic is learning the personalities and the characteristics of the Spirit. Learning. God has given us a weapon. And we tend to not to use these weapons that God has given us. But we're going to get into this and what you will learn how to utilize the fruit of the Spirit. And if you utilize the way that the Lord wants you to utilize, you will never be defeated. Amen? You will never be defeated. And that's where the Lord has put the fruit of the Spirit inside of us, so we will not be defeated. The only reason why we are defeated is because we don't utilize the fruit of the Spirit. First of all, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You're going to read 3 and 4. Let's read this.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
In other words, we do not fight a battle in the flesh like the world do. The world get mad at you. The first thing they want to do, they want to shoot you. They want to stab you. They want to gang beat you, praise God. But that's not the way we fight. You see, we do our warfare with the Word of God. We do our warfare with prayer, confession. Amen? That's how we do that. Next verse. For the weapons of our warfare. Mighty through God that's pulling down a stronghold. The Word of God will pull down any stronghold. I don't care what it is. It could be dope. It could be alcohol. It could be anything. Anything that has a hold on you, the Word of God will remove it. And you will be delivered. But you have to believe.
Amen.
Amen. Walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Now you got to do something. You got to walk in this. And see, some of us don't even know it's there. Some of us don't even know the fruit of the Spirit is there. And the fruit of the Spirit is God's personality. All these different fruits is God's personality. So if it's God's personality, He lives in you. And all these different personalities is inside of you. And we're going to deal with them. Praise God. Amen. The Spirit produces these characters found in the nature of Christ. The characteristic, the personality is the fruit. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. It's the Word. So God's personality is the fruit. So all these different personalities that's inside of you. So do you use them on a consistent basis? I don't think so. And that's where the problem is. We don't use the personality that God has placed inside of us. That's the reason why we fail. If you walk in the personalities of God has given us, the fruit of the Spirit is his personalities. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Let's read this. Okay. But the fruit of the Spirit, let's take it slow now. But the fruit of the Spirit is
love.
Now, stop right there. Each one of them is a personality of God. And each one of these fruits, spirit, is the first one is love, is joy, is peace, is long suffering. Now, I want y'all to think about that. Think about that. Each one of them, love. And that's not that filial love, it's the agape kind of love, is unconditional. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about joy. We're going to talk about peace. And we're going to talk about that word long suffering. And every time when things happen, the first thing you say, I can't handle it no more. What do you mean you can't handle it no more? You got the Spirit of God in you that's saying that it's long suffering. What do you mean you can't handle it no more? You've been moving with your, lean not to your own under. Amen. With your common sense. Common sense is not of God. Common sense of the devil. That's not even in the Bible, common sense. It's no common sense in the kingdom. Amen. Common sense is in the world. The just shall live by. He didn't say common sense. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Your own understanding is common sense. You don't be moved by common sense. Common sense is of the devil. Amen. Okay, let's get back here with but the fruit of the Spirit is love. That's the first thing. How is your love life? See, do you know how to love? Do you know what love is all about? Love is not a feeling. Love is a spirit. Amen? And we're really going to get into that love, okay? Let's read that fruit again, because the Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 5:22. Let's read that. But the fruit of the Spirit
is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness.
If we want the fruit of the Spirit to grow in us, we must join our life to his. If you want that Spirit to grow, you got to spend time in the Word of God. The Lord never told you to read the Bible. He told you to study, to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. He never told you to read this Bible, period. Because if you read the Bible like a newspaper, what do you do with the newspaper when you finish with it? You discard it. Or you put it on the shelf somewhere, amen? So how often do you study the Word of God? Not too much. Because again, if you would, then you would know something about the fruit of the Spirit, amen? If you study the Word of God. Some of us don't practice studying the Word of God. We don't know the Word of God because we know the things of the world. The Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be he transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, for you to know the Word of God, you're going to have to change. I got to change. Everybody say change. You got to want to. Let's go to John chapter 15, verse number 4. If we want the fruit of the Spirit to grow in us, we must join our life to his. Let's read that. As the branch, except
no more can he, except
and that word abide means to remain. That word abide means to remain. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Let's go to the next one. 5:15:5.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do
nothing. Can y'all hear that? It says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide or remain in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can't do nothing. God said, you can't do nothing without me. So why are you trying? The Bible says, except the Lord build the house, the labor is in vain. So anytime that you build your house without God, God says it's in vain. Why? Because I'm not in it. I'm the one that will lead you and guide you how to build a house. And see, some of us are building our house without God. That's the reason why it crumbles when the wind blows. It may start off right, but along down the line, you can always tell a tree by the fruits it bears. May start off right. The house might start off, But when a wind blows, what's going to come down? The house. Let's read that one more again. Come on. So I want you to get in your spirit, because faith cometh by and hearing by. Faith cometh by and hearing by the word of God. You get faith by hearing. You can't get faith by studying. You get knowledge by studying. If you want to get faith and strong faith, you got to hear it. Hearing the word of God. Amen. Now I want you to get this in your spirit. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abide or remain in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. So why are we trying to do something without Jesus? Matthew 4:4 says, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. It's the word. It's the word. It has nothing to do with denomination. It has to do with the word. But God said, without me, you can't do nothing. So why are we trying to do something without God? Why are we trying to find a job without God? And he says, I am the way. You can't find a job without God. Oh, the right job anyway. Amen. See, if God leads you, you're going to find that right job. Why? Because he says, I am the way. We're kind of missing something. Let's read just one more time. If you walk in the word of God, you're going to bring forth much fruit. You're not going to be moved by what you hear. You're not going to be moved by what you see, because what you see, anything that you see that is not right, is temporal. And everything is temporal is subject to change. And the first thing you say, Lord, change this. He's not going to change it, because he gave us power and authority to change it. So if you don't like it, change it. How do you change it? By speaking the word of God over it. When we are walking in the fruit of the Spirit, we are always victorious. And I'll say that again. When we are walking in the fruit of the Spirit, we are always victorious. We never lose when we walk in the Spirit. And walking in the Spirit is walking in the word of God. See, when you speak the word, it's the Spirit. You never lose. Only time that you lose is when you walk out of the Spirit. When you walk in the word, then you walk it with God. Amen? And God is a Spirit. How often do you walk with God? You ask yourself that. How often? See, our biggest problem is that some of us are sitting here, we don't know God. We know the world. We know what the world do, but you don't know what's in this Bible. God's people are discouraged for lack of knowledge. In other words, you're being discouraged because you don't know God. He didn't say, now the world tell you that cancer and high blood pressure and sugar diabetes, all this is killing you. But God said, my people are discouraged because they don't know me. You see, lack of knowledge. If you know, do you know him? You ask yourself that. How often do you talk to him? How often do you study the word of God? How often do you pray? How often do you seek God? How often do you raise your hand and give God some praise? How often do you do that? Or do you take it for granted that when you wake up this morning, it's because of you, me, myself, and I didn't do it. The alarm clock didn't do it. God did it. Amen. It's just not your time to die. Everybody got a time and a season to leave here. It just ain't your time. So it's not your time, but you need to find out, what's my purpose? What's my assignment? God put me here for something. I said, what's my assignment? What's my purpose? And let's read John 1:1. In the beginning
was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Next verse.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Verse 3.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word is Jesus. He was in the beginning. See, one thing about God, he has no beginning and he has no end. Before there was a beginning, it was Jesus. And everything is moved. Everything is created by him. He has given us his authority to use this. Amen. And again, his personality lives in us. And how come we don't use his personality? And you're supposed to utilize him. And we don't. The world tell you, you get in trouble. The first thing you do is call 911. But see, again, I got a better way. If I get in trouble, I'm going to call on Jesus. Because there is no power in 911. The power is in that name. I said the power is in that name, because that's the only thing that I know, that when you call on Jesus, demons tremble. So whoever's attacking me, if I call on Jesus, it's going to freeze that devil. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Lift your hands up and say hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen. So you got to know that you know that you know that you know. And when you know that you know, the devil going to know that you know. Come on, somebody. Amen. That we're not going to rely on 911. I'm going to rely on Jesus. Amen. It's just something about that name. Yeah. There's power in that name. Yeah. That's glory is in that name. That's deliverance in that name. And you just have to say Jesus. You ain't got to say nothing else. Jesus. And then immediately that demon gonna tremble. Immediately, not tomorrow, but right now, that demon is gonna freeze. Now, if you call 911, they hit you and run. But when you call on Jesus, they can't even touch you. Amen. Because immediately you covered. When you're walking in the fruit of the Spirit, we are walking always in victory. We can't be defeated. You can't lose when you walk in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. And we're going to deal with the first fruit is love. The love of God is called the agape love. It is God's nature. Unconditional love, not subject to any condition. The agape love is a spirit. And you cannot remove that spirit of love because it's in your heart. So don't stop. I don't care what somebody does to you. You still have that agape love. So you can't tell nobody, I can't love that person. Ain't no such thing. Because that spirit is automatically inside of you. I love you just because. Even if you can't cook, I still love you. And I still love you. Even if you can't cook. And look out there. Don't start that. True that. Even though. And I still love you. And that's unconditional. It's unconditional. I want y'all to think about that love. And you have that inside of you. That unconditional love. I love you just because. And we thank God that he has that unconditional love, because if he didn't, we wouldn't be here right now. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Unconditional love, not subject to any condition. Agape love supersedes our understanding. See, and it supersedes because it's not an understanding. It's a spirit. Because you try to understand it and you can't. Why did God love me? Why? And I'm over here doing all this crazy stuff. But he still loved me. And he still saved me. And he still talked to me. Isn't that amazing? Why would a man of God, God himself, talk to me and I'm around here acting crazy? Is that love? That unconditional. I love you just because. Let's go to St. John 3:16. Okay, let's read this. That's the agape love. That's the agape love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. All you have to do is believe on Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with what you have on. It has nothing to do with that. You can have pants on. You can have shorts on. Just believe in Christ. Amen. The key is believe in him and get salvation, get saved, praise God. Because when it's time for you to go home, you know exactly where you're going. Amen. And see, a lot of young people and some old don't believe that. They don't believe in heaven and there's a hell. But I'm here to let you know there's a heaven and there's a hell. And when you die, you're going to two places, one or the other. You're going up and you're going down. But the moment that you close your eyes, you're going to go to one of them places. You going to go to paradise or you going to hell? And I know in this day of age, they don't believe in the heaven. They don't believe in hell. Keep on believing that. Because on judgment day, amen, you're going to stand before him. And you ain't going to be saying nothing to God. See, a lot of people say, I'm going to say this. You ain't going to say nothing. You ain't going to say nothing at all but listening, amen? And see, he's giving you an opportunity to hear right now, to get yourself right now. What the gospel is all about is the gospel of Jesus Christ is to get you right with God right now. Amen. Praise God. Read this one more time. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. For God so loved the world.
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
But
have everlasting life.
That's the agape love. That's the agape love. You sit there and meditate on that. The reason why that I'm saved, because he loved me. Even in the midst of my mess. In my mess, he still loved me. He didn't turn his back on me like somebody else did. He could have left me out there to die, but he didn't do that. But he still gave me an opportunity. He gave me a gift. He gave me a talent. He gave me a purpose. He gave me a call. So are you walking in the calling of God? Are you walking in the purpose of God? You ask yourself that. What did God call you to do? He didn't call you just to sit here in that pew, to do nothing, to rock. No. You got a talent that God has placed inside of you. What's that talent? Are you a teacher? Are you a preacher? Are you a musician? What is it? You say, well, I don't know. But it's time for you to ask God. Amen. It's time for you to ask God. Because the key is that if you never find out the call that God has placed, the assignment that God has placed inside you, on judgment day, he's going to ask you, I gave you a talent. What's your talent? What's your purpose? Why are you here? To satisfy you? No, it's to satisfy him. Period. It's to tell somebody, do you know Jesus? Yes. It's the gospel. Yes. That's what you're here for. Is to tell somebody, do you know Jesus? Have you confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Without jumping in hoops? Amen? It's very simple. Period. You can be saved with blue jeans, shorts. Hello, somebody. You ain't got to have no suit on. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Quiet as it's kept. You don't have to have no clothes on, period. But you're still going to be saved. In Africa, they don't have clothes on, and they're still saved. Whosoever will, let them come. So we started that stuff here. You got to have a certain way to be in the sanctuary. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God don't look at your clothes. He look at your heart. Do you know him? I can't hear nobody. Do you know him? You ask yourself, do you know him? Period. The reason why that we fail so much is because we're not walking in the fruit. We're not walking in love. We don't know how to walk in love. Why? Because we don't know how to walk in the word. See, if you walk in the word of God, you're walking in love because the word is love. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, all of this is wrapped up in Jesus, and Jesus is in the word. And see, stop trying to understand it with your head because you can't, because it's not natural. It's supernatural. Come on, somebody, because the word of God is not natural. It's supernatural. And see, some of y'all may not understand that because you haven't been changed yet. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. When you are a new creature, then you can understand what I'm talking about. Amen? Everything is in the spirit. Everything is in that word. That seed has been planted. The Bible said, one planted, another water, but God's going to give the increase. A seed has been planted. It ain't going to be the same no more. You won't be the same no more. You won't be the same no more. Let's go to Romans chapter 3, verse number 10. Okay, let's read this.
Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
In other words, love worketh no ill. Now, the word of God said love works no ill. What is that saying to you? It said love don't hurt. How can you whoop me and tell me that you love me? And then if you get whooped two or three times, they still love you. Something wrong with you. Because, see, when you whoop a dog one time, you ain't going to get the second time. The second time, he going to bite you. But I'm not saying that you dog. But I'm just saying love worketh no ill. In other words, why would you stay there and be whooped? And God said, love worketh no ill. If a person said he loved you, then why he put his hand on you? And they say he loved you, then why do he talk to you the way he talked to you? Demeaning you, tearing you down. That's not love. Love is kind. Love doesn't hurt. Love builds up. That's the agape love. I love you just because. If you love the person just because, why would you hurt a person? Love worketh no ill. It don't hurt. So you don't have to beat up nobody. You can beat up a person just by talking about it. We're supposed to be bigger than that. So somebody talk about it. And if it's not the word of God, I'm going to cast down them imaginations. I don't care what you may say, but I'm going to cast it down if it's not of God. I think when we was coming up, we said, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt you. But see, word will kill you. See, the Bible said death and life is in the power of your tongue. Period. See, your tongue can kill you. Your tongue can heal you. Your tongue can deliver you. So what is your tongue doing? It's what you say. Let's read my topic again. Subtopic.
Learning personality and characteristics of the Spirit.
Learning the characteristics and the character and the personality of the Spirit, and you learn that by the Word of God. Now, we're talking about this right now. Just what you have to think about. Jesus does not leave loopholes in the law of love. It's no loophole. Either you love me or you don't. And then if you love me, you got to show me. This don't bring me no flowers. I can't eat no flowers. Bring me some good candy or something. Some of that rich stuff with pecans in there. Give me that good stuff, not that cheap stuff. Amen. You're going to take me somewhere. Take me somewhere other than McDonald's. Take me to Red Lobster somewhere. To J. Alexander a little bit here. So I can sit back and eat royalty here. Give me a little bit. Take me somewhere so the atmosphere is nice. Sit under the lights and eat that little steak from time to time. Come on now. That's that good love. And then you feel real good, then you look out now. Look out, we're going to move on now. And that shows it from the heart, not the head. See, when you do that, you know, we're going somewhere because somewhere different. Just surprise, praise God. Candlelight thing. And see, that's that agape love. I just love you. And it just don't matter. You know what I'm saying? And we're doing this together. And that's the God kind of love. I love you just because. Because, you know, again, you are the father of my children. The things that we have done for each other. And that's from the heart, not the head. I love you just because. There's no loopholes in my love, because I'm going to show you. And then when you show her love, she'll do anything she can for you. And the reason why is nothing's happening, because you ain't doing nothing. You see, if I step on your toes, God, I hear your toes. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Jesus does not leave loopholes in the law of love. It is what it is. Are you there? Are you showing love to, first of all, to the Lord? Because if you love God, if you love the Lord, you're going to love your wife. See, if you love him, you're going to love her. As you show him love, you're going to show her love. Love worketh no ill. It don't hurt. We are to go beyond human logic and walk in the agape love of Christ daily. We are to go beyond human logic and walk in the agape love of Christ daily. Period. Stop looking at the world. You see, because the world system is like this. The majority of the world system, the young people don't know nothing about love anyway. Some of the old folks don't know nothing about love anyhow. Why? Because they haven't been taught. See, that's one thing about coming up from the old school. Old school never taught us how to love our wives. Taught us how to holler at them and slap them and all this kind of can on. Period. Oh, yes. Never were taught how to love. Love, love. I love you. I ain't got to put my hand on you. Come on, somebody. If you fall out and have an understanding, just get in your car and go somewhere and come back. Amen. Or then again, if you love Jesus, you ain't got to go in your car. Go in the next room and start praising God and speaking in tongues. Amen. Building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So get all that anxiety out of you, all that madness. Then you come back and first thing you tell your wife is, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. It's to say that, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And that's when you know for a fact I'm walking in that agape love. When you don't run from repentance, you run to repentance. Forgive me, darling. I love you. I was wrong. It may take 2 or 3 days, but that's the agape love. And see, you can't say that I don't have it. Because the moment that you were converted, it's inside of you. That agape love is inside of you. The reason why you don't show it, because you don't choose to. But see, now you have no excuse, because that seed is inside of you now. It's planted. Praise God. Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. Let's read this.
But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
That's the agape love. See, he sacrificed himself for you. And he showed you, I love you. I don't care what you did. I don't care what you did. I don't care what you have done. I still love you. And I died for you. And that's the agape love. Amen? That to have a man. And see, the thing is, the beautiful part about this, and I want you to understand this, because, again, a lot of pastors don't bring this out. When Jesus was on the cross, dying for us, he was still on the throne at the same time. Never left the throne. What kind of man is this? He's Jesus all by himself. His mother had him, right? What's her name? Mary. Jesus was there inside, still on the throne. What kind of man is this? Jesus all by himself. All right. Now, each one of these scriptures that we're going to read, it has to do with the agape love. and I want you all to think about them as you read them. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1. Let's read.
Though I speak with the tongues of men,
have
my charity, I become as soundly brass or a tinkling cymbal.
See, charity is love. Did you hear what Paul was saying? I don't think y'all understand what he was saying. All is just making noise. Again, see a lot of husbands and a lot of wives, all they do is making noise. They don't show no love. They're kicking up a lot of dust, but they ain't showing no love. That's why these marriages are not fulfilling. It's not a desire to be married to a him or a her, because all they do is making noise. They ain't showing nothing. If you said that you love God, then you have to perform. You got to show them who you are and how much you love them. See, the Bible says if a man don't work, he don't eat. See, the man has to set the stage. He don't want to take care of the household. If he got to work five jobs, he work five jobs. And if the wife want to help, it's a blessing. See, the Bible says a woman is a helpmeet. See, and she's right alongside of you. She's not in the front, she's not in the back, and she's not under your feet. She's right there as a helpmeet. If she want to work, she help meet your needs. But if she don't, you meet all the needs. That's where God meant it to be. But if she works, it's a plus for you. But that don't mean that you don't work. That don't mean that you back up and say, I ain't got to go. She working. Well, if you don't work, you don't eat. She ain't supposed to be taking care of you. You're supposed to be taking care of her. Or maybe I'm stepping on some toes here. Maybe I mean, that's the way I've been raised. I always have, and that's the word says, I've always been, you know, to provide her. Now, she worked, but it was a blessing. But again, though, if she didn't feel like going, sit on down. I got you. If she didn't feel like going for a week, I got that too. It's an understanding, and that's a blessing. See, marriage is not a one way. It's two way. You help one another. You wash dishes one day, she wash dishes one day. You wash clothes one day, she wash clothes one day. You mop the floor one day, she mop the floors one day. She just don't do every doggone. Come over here, somebody. That ain't no partnership. You just do it all. I don't do. What do you mean you don't do? Where that come from? You work together as a team. Amen. I say you work together as a team. It says leave and cleave. You leave your father and your mother and you cleave to one another. It's a joint effort. But see, the thing is, you can talk love, but that don't move nothing. You got to show love. You got to show me. You see, it's action. But you got to show this. And you got to show it every day. Amen? Surprise her when she's working. You got the house clean and you already cooked. Have food waiting for her. Go ahead and take a shower, baby. I got it covered. Come on now. Come on, I got it covered. See, clean up the house. Spick and span and cook. Say amen. All she got to do is shower and then go to sleep. Hello. But again, that's what love is all about. And vice versa. I can't hear nobody. Because it's partnership. All right, the next one. Three.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. And though I give my body to be burned.
And have. Nothing. Where's your love at? Love worketh no ill. Love does not beat women. It don't. Love does not cuss out women. It don't. It don't. Ain't no such thing as that. You don't have to put your hand on them at all. You got to love them. That is your queen. That's your heart. You got to love her from your heart, not your head. We got to teach this and teach this and teach this. And then we got to show this. God expect for you to stay with one woman when you're married. I've been married 50 years with this woman. Next verse, please.
Doth not behave yourself unseemly. Seeketh not his own. It is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil.
Next one.
Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth.
Seven.
Beareth all things. Believeth all things.
Endure. Eight.
Charity never fails. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease.
Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Next verse.
For for we know in her, and we prophesy in her.
One more.
But when that which is perfect is come,
then
that which is in her shall be done away.
Walking in the fruit of the Spirit, learning the personalities and the characteristics of the Spirit, learning of Him, learning how to love, and learning how to walk in that love. And to walk in that love, you got to walk in the Word of God. You got to know the Word of God. And you have to know for yourself how a person supposed to treat you. Amen? And see, again, you can't allow a person to treat you any old kind of way, because God is not going to treat you any old kind of way. Sister, do you hear what I'm talking about? Refuse to be treated any kind of way. The same way a brother refuses to be treated any kind of way other than love. Because you can't come to God if you don't love God. See, he's not going to allow you to treat him any old kind of way. You shouldn't allow nobody to treat you any old kind of way. You don't have to stand for that. Because God has raised you higher than that. And he's given you his strength. He's given you his personality, his character, his ability, and most of all, his love. Either you love me or leave, one or the other. And you can fail by yourself. And I'm teaching this love so love can be a part of you, and which it is already a part of you, because the love of God is shed abroad in you by the Holy Ghost. Yes. And even if, see, if you have children, the children will see the love of dad and see the love of mother. And then when they grow up, then their children can see that in them. Because parents will instill that in their children. It's the love of God. Can the church say amen? Can the church say amen?
Amen?
Do you love God? Because God is the agape love. It is inside of you.
Well, thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreachable Gospel Church International. We trust that this word was a blessing to you. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Way Outreach, and like us on Facebook. And if you believe that this message has been a blessing to you, please consider donating to this ministry at BibleWayOutreachChurch.org. That is BibleWayOutreachChurch.org.